I'm gonna take another question, but I'm gonna remind everybody, you need to be as authentic as you possibly can when you're on Facebook. You need to promote what you love and what you are passionate about more than anything. And so I, as the COO of the company, I'm all over the map so that my passions are equal amongst everybody. That does not work for everybody out here in the field. I have two gentlemen that are in here who are extremely passionate about longevity and who have flown for the very first time to join our convention, who are extremely passionate about the stock. And that is something they talk about on Facebook. And they are looking for other people in social media who want to share and find out more about the longevity stock. So if you go to those gentlemen's pages, they are genuinely sitting there talking about and posting about what they are passionate about, so that if you want to learn more, they're two great gentlemen to connect with. And then there are other people in here that post just about the products that they love or something that it's done for them. And you know what? When you create your circle of friends, you really have the best circle possible so that you're all talking about what it is that you love. Mm-hmm. Next question. Yes. Yes, it says official on it, okay? It says official. Okay, wait a minute. Are you asking to take the graphic and make it your own?
Right.
From our fan page?
No.
Oh, that's different. Okay, she's going into my back, she's going into my website, my back office.
I'd just be saving and uploading it.
Yeah, you're just saving a graphic into your PC, into your computer. You're doing a download, mm-hmm. cut and paste, and put it on. Yes. Oh yeah, that's fine. I'm all good with that.
How do I get it to go to my website?
I don't know, because I'm here to talk about social media, but I'll come back to you on that one. I've got people that can help you with that, for sure. Website stuff, for sure.
Can I give them one more real quick thing? Would you guys like one more like conversation starter? All right, he says no, so we'll not do it. Here's just one more conversation starter to get the ball rolling a little easier. And this is actually one that you can use in practical, real-world situations that Michael's been actually talking about from his booth. So, you know, you get the question like, you know, what do you do? Right? Anybody ever gotten that before? And you go, I. Here's one thing that you could say, and you can use this on social media, and you can use it in real life. Ready? You guys ready for it? It's this. Well, do you ever notice that how as you get older, you begin to have less energy than you used to? Who's going to disagree with that? Unless you're all 90 for life, right? Do you ever notice that as we get older or as you get older, we begin to have less energy than we used to?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody in here wants to say yeah, right? Watch how this works. Michael's been talking to everybody at his booth this weekend about using this as a way of being able to express what you do versus saying, you know, I sell health and wellness. You ready to buy it? Say that and then just pause, like I just did with you guys. How many in here wanted to say yes, right? And then you know what your response back to that is? That's what I do. I help you get that energy back.
That's the automatic profitable response.
Automatic profitable response. So you can use that on your Facebook. You can use that on Twitter. You can use that in real life. Just one more little way of phrasing something
you're
already
doing.
What's your question,
Sarah? I have a personal opinion to that.
That's okay.
What's your professional opinion? I have a personal opinion to that.
Well, I would say that, okay, her question is this. If you, in her case, and this won't appeal to everybody, but just still listen anyway. It might affect you in the future. And her question is, you know, she's gathering emails from people as they're, you know, emailing her to find out more information about the product.
First, she has all of her social media connected. So every single thing is connected. And we'll talk about that in 3 seconds because she's opened that line of conversation. But her Facebook, her Twitter, all of it, her Snapchat, it's all connected. So she only has to post once and it hits everything simultaneously.
And then people put in their email address to get more information from her. And her question is, should I email them some of the same content that I was using on those websites, on my social media? My answer to that would be no, just because they came to you for more value, so why serve them the leftovers?
Okay.
You know, let's just get creative, grab a couple things off our fan page, and give them something new.
Okay, so I have the exact same answer. And so my personal opinion is no. Definitely give them something new, for sure. Okay, we only have a little bit of time, and I still have...
Are you guys having fun, by the way? Learning some fun stuff?
Are you guys learning something?
Are we getting to, like, the root of, like, what you're wondering about how to do this business online? Okay, good.
Okay, I'm going to answer your questions, but I still have to get through at least one objective here. We have spent the last 6 months running a campaign inside Youngevity, getting everybody to hashtag on Facebook when you post. Hashtag Youngevity. I have put out posts that say, I don't care if you put up a post about your puppy or about your baby or whatever it is. But at the end of your post, whatever you're posting about, I want you to hashtag Youngevity. And one of the pluses to doing that is Youngevity people can find each other through those hashtags. If I go in and do a search for a hashtag Youngevity just in the Facebook search thing, everything about Youngevity that's been hashtag Youngevity is going to come up.
So let's try to, like, let's break this, let's boil this down to so simple, okay, so that everybody understands what a hashtag is and why it makes sense to do it. If I was going to talk about this room or Youngevity in general, what is a couple of words that you could give me that would summarize, like, Youngevity? What's, like, a couple words that pop in your head? Health. Okay, perfect example. So say I make a post health-related. I put the hashtag sign, and I put health. Anyone in the world that wants to, who's interested in health now, can go on Facebook or Twitter or wherever. If they type in hashtag health, our event or your post or whatever is going to be something that'll come up on the list of things.
You guys realize what Zuckerberg has done is he's made Facebook into its own search engine.
It's sort of like the library Rolodexes, and you're basically just identifying your post as health-related to make it easier for other people to find it. Her example on Twitter, the way that her prospect found her on Twitter, and correct me if I'm wrong, but on her tweet that she sent out, she put hashtag dead doctors don't lie. That woman that didn't know her went on Twitter and actually, like, searched dead doctors don't lie. Her tweet came up because it was identified as being related to dead doctors don't lie, and she got a new person in her business because all she did was add a label to it.